Estáis escuchando la radio del Instituto María de Molina.
Una radio con mucho tema.
We are here with Hasin Fatima Amini and we are going to do a little interview with her and we are going to ask her 5 questions.
Hasin is an activist. She has been here in Madrid since one month. She is from Afghanistan and she has been in our high school today.
So the first one is, what do you think that we can do from Spain to really help people in Afghanistan?
It's a very good question, thank you so much. How we can help from Spain or from any other country, any other place in the world, as a globally? The first thing is this, to understand the situation and to stand with people, with innocent people. They have been in years of war, they have been affected, they have lost their family members, some of them are alive today. So that's why first understand the situation and stay with them, support them in any way, spiritual support, by like help in evacuation, help in telling them about like education, that giving them scholarships to come to study, and giving scholarships or life facilities, basic rights, human rights to people who have been affected or who are left in Afghanistan. It is very important to start fundraising for their education, for their life, because if they are coming from Afghanistan, they have no information about the new language. For example, I am in Spain now and Spanish language is different and I have to learn. So you can help me to learn Spanish. You can help me to go inside the society. You can help me with basic food and how to have clothes. And these are the basic things that you have to stand by them. You have to support them to rebuild their life. It is so difficult task for them. But those who are left behind, we can start evacuation with them. We can start in the future, if something gets better, we can start our businesses with Afghanistan. But at the moment, how we can help is to raise Afghan voice, that what is happening to them today, and raising their voice to the world and saying no to war is the best option help that we can do. Just stay with them and support them in any way. But today, if you are listening in televisions about the situation of Afghanistan, it means you're responsible for this. It means you have to take your part. And how you can do, today you are students, you are studying, but tomorrow you are future leaders. You can lead a country, you can lead your family. So having that responsibility helps a lot in building the country again, the whole country again, globally, with help of everyone coming together. Afghanistan, if it is warring today, it is affecting all people in the globe. It's affecting human rights, it's affecting in economical way of business, it is affecting the educational system, business system, environmental system. These are all problems around the world. We have to solve them all together.
Do you have any big female inspiration? Who is she?
It's a very good question. There are a lot of women, there are a lot of inspiring personalities, but so far that I know, for me personally, there is an Afghan woman. Her name is Dr. Seema Samar. Since I was in school life, since I was studying school like you, I started searching about the good people, the people with personalities, because we want to die with a personality, not just as a person. So what I did is I searched, and Dr. Sima Samar is the woman, the most inspiring woman for me. She did a lot of work for human rights. She's Afghan as well. She is understanding the inside environment and the pain of Afghans. So I have always been following her path and trying to be at least helping the human rights as she did. Thank you.
If you could have one message for Afghanistan girls right now, what message will it be?
To girls inside of Afghanistan, and also my students, my street kids, my students, volunteers who are working in different campaigns for girls' rights, for education, for anti-drugs, for business, for teaching, for leadership, for time management, everyone that was my student, and also all student girls in Afghanistan who has faced bomb blast, for them I have this message that never give up. The situation today is difficult. It's dramatic situation, but this is not forever. We still need to save our life. We still need to have a hope that at the end of the tunnel, there is a bright light. At the end of the tunnel, you're gonna come up with a very big result that you never expected. That's why stay steady, never give up, study hard than before. Have your determinations. You are the ones who are the change makers of the world. Today, we're all coming together to hear your voice. You never give up. You stand, you serve the nation, we serve the nation by serving the education. And the education that you have to share with others and stay strong.
What do you miss most about Afghanistan?
What I most miss most about Afghanistan is honestly my street kids, like the street kids of Afghanistan, the education that people were coming there, studying, working hard. They were very, very intelligent students there. There were doctors, engineers from different faculties. They were filmmakers. They were singers. They were journalists, women's rights activists. They were all working hard to make this country built. But unfortunately, as a peace volunteer, I am very sad that I end up with the force of weapon, and I face the weapon. I cannot do anything. There is the war of literate and illiterate. This is what doesn't make us to move on. And I also miss the soil of my country. And I have brought a little soil with me myself as well. Whenever I miss my country, I smell that soil. It keeps me alive that still you have a hope, and one day you will be able to go to this country when it is not possible anymore, but still this is a hope that one day I can study, I can work hard, I can become a leader, and maybe in future there could be a woman president. If today's situation is like this, all together coming, we are united, and we can just bring a very massive change, if not today, but we are taking action now. So this is all about what I miss about the education, the hope of education with the kids that they were studying, and the hope of human rights that women had, the hope of freedom of speech, the hope of environmental change. It's not possible, but still they're living with the hope. This is what I miss a lot. Thank you. در گوشی کسی نشنوه از سن و مست دختر فروشی
میگن خلافشه، میگه زن باید سکوت، سکوت رسمیشه، فریاد به جایم سکوت یک زن، فریاد به جایم زخم یک زن، فریاد.
What are your future plans now that you are here in Madrid?
My future plans, although like my family, half of them are left behind in my country and my mind is disturbed about how can I save their lives, how can I save my students, how can I, not only my students, I mean our all people of Afghanistan. But on the other hand, peoples are, everything is out of control now, but we are trying our best at what we can do. And my mind is at the moment very disturbed with people who left behind, who are struggling with life. But when it comes to me, I have decided to continue my UWC education. And there were so many obstacles in my life. I was studying in Sayyid Shahada High School, but there was a very big bomb blast, three bomb blasts happened, and lots of students were killed. What I want to do is to continue my sisters, my native, my class fellows' hope, and bring their hope into reality that today I'm studying. And what you wish to do, you couldn't do and you passed away, but I'm going to continue this part. I'm going to make you proud. And I'm going to continue this education path and become a leader for my country. And help them in any way that I can. In any way that I can, at any cost. Also, I love to become a diplomat in future, but for now I have to pass all my missions to reach to a vision. And life has a lot of up and downs that you are deciding something but cannot do something. But like I had to study school, but I never could complete my school because of like this being a refugee and struggling. Now I want to continue my UWC college. It is United World College in Pearson, Canada. And I want to study there for 2 years of my college and then go to university and forward going to masters and everything. On the same way, I have to keep my good works with people, serve the nation by serving the education, and also raise the flag of peace, that peace can come. Peace means when there is a freedom of speech, when there is comfort without any violence, and a woman and a man can work in the same society together. And keeping the gender equality is very important. This is how I'm dreaming to build up my life, to study in, work hard in an international environment and give back to people the same education that I have, or at least to help them in any way that they are struggling. More than being a person, I want to work hard for being living as a personality. And also, I want to help the street kids, the women empowerment projects, that how to make their life better, how to see a smile on a kid face. This is very important for me. Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me in this institute of your school, and I'm really happy that today we have young generation who are interested to know that what they can do for the world. Although it doesn't belong to just history class, but it belongs to what as a human you think, and as a for sake of humanity, what do you want to do to stop any inhuman action that's happening. And for this, we need a very big global movement to come together and stand with each other and work hard than before. Thank you.